Hey, give me one of those famous giant beers.
It's that time again on the Rush Hour to have a beer with Bluey.
I love to have a beer with Bluey.
Clean belly, bill of health, Dyson, get $100 off your first order.
Yeah.
Australian Fall of Fame, Groves Midfield.
Today, Junior.
Was that all in
it's
the way
brilliant.
Year?
That was your year
just last year.
Yeah. We can't wait for this year's catalogue.
There must have been some earlier ones.
That was the same interview.
The same interview. Now, this is where you share some of your great stories that being a famous cricketer on the road.
I don't always.
This is where you share some really good stuff.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about Javagal Srinath. Can you remember him?
Yes, I do.
Fast bowler for India.
You didn't even know.
Yes, I do.
No, Bernie knows his stuff. Oh, you had a blank look on your face.
Bit of a funny sort of action.
Although he was a Sri Lankan wicketkeeper.
He's now match referee, actually.
Is he?
Anyway, right. He used to get me out for fun, right? Actually, I faced the very first ball of the Boxing Day test. Can't remember which year. He bowled it. And I went forward to it, off the shoulder of the bat. 80,000 people at the MCG.
Yeah.
Dropped.
Oh,
dropped. But he used to get me out all the time. I think he ended up getting me out about 8 balls late. I really made him pay.
Did you say anything to him after that? Did you give him a bit of lip?
No. What? How am I going to give him lip? What about?
That would have been embarrassing. You got out for a duck.
Yeah, I know. Very first ball.
You would have got booed too. You would have got 80,000 would have booed you off the stadium.
Well, they wouldn't have booed me. The reason why I brought his name up, right? So about a year later, he's in Adelaide. He just rocks up at a training. Just turned up.
Oh.
And he was out here trying to get fit, or I don't know what the seasons were in India, why he couldn't stay. But he came out to Australia and he came out to our practice session and he bowled to us in the nets at the Redbacks. So after that session, I start taking my pads off and he comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, Bluey, mate, I think you're a really good player, but I've just noticed that your backlift is quite late."
Okay.
And I'm like, "Oh yeah, well that's interesting. I do have a very late backlift." Mm. I mean, I just sort of go with a sort of natural sort of thing. He goes,
"Well, late with a lot of things."
Yeah, that's a good point. But he said, "If I was bowling to you in a test match, my very first ball, it'd be an effort ball and be a Yorker because I think, you know, you're a bit late on the ball and that's how I'd dismiss you." So I'm like, "Okay, I'll give you that."
You didn't like that feedback, did you?
From a bowler.
Well, it was a bit of an eye-opener.
It was hurtful, wasn't it?
And it was, any time that you sort of
criticised.
Because
he didn't rate you as a batsman.
Because you get criticised all the time.
Not all the time.
Now it's just water off a duck's back for you. But so about a year later, right, I'm touring India. Touring India.
Hello.
Second test match, we're playing in Calcutta.
Oh, he's going to make 100 or something.
There's 100,000.
Wow.
There's 100,000 people.
100,000?
I'm batting at 3, right?
Yeah.
Michael Slater gets out.
I thought the best batsman bats 3.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. We just swapped the order this day.
You picked him out of a hat, did you?
So Michael Slater.
Slat.
We win the toss bat. Michael Slater gets out 5th ball of the test match. The crowd's going berserk, right? So I come out batting at number 3. And I remember this conversation. Javagal Srinath, late backlift. Yeah, I'm going to lie. He's going straight and full at my pegs. I'm ready for it. This is what happens.
Mohammad Azharuddin now becomes very aggressive. 2 gullies for Greg Blewett. Only 2 men on the leg side now. A man at fine leg and a man at back pad. Blewett on strike. And got in. Across the line, the Yorker. And Greg Blewett, the gap at mid wicket was too tempting, too inviting. And Greg Blewett has played across the line. A Yorker would be a description, but maybe a full toss. And Greg Blewett is the second Australian out in the first over of the test match.
There you go.
A duck.
That was David Hook's commentator.
The late, great David Hooks.
So I knew exactly what was coming.
Yeah.
And I still couldn't keep it out.
He got you.
He got me out full and straight.
And how loud were they when they...
That's actually the only 2 times where I faced the first ball and I heard the crowd. Normally you can sort of block it out. But those 2 occasions, the Boxing Day test and that one, the crowd's going absolutely bunter and I'm going, holy cow.
So golden duck.
We
Did
were
you
two
ever bat 3 again?
2 for none after the first over. Yeah.
What did you make in the second dig?
25.
So you got dropped after that test.
No, I played another, I think we played 3 or 4 test matches that series, but I didn't go very well.
Nah.
I got dropped after that series.
Yeah.
But thanks to Javagal Srinath.
No wonder you didn't get out to Coomblay. He was never there when he came on.
He got me too.
And Keppel Dev.
They all got him.
Keppel Dev, he was long gone.
Bunny.
Bush and Beatty.
Throw a carrot out there.
Bush and Beatty? He said Bush and Beatty.